Strategy's STRC preferred hits a record low at $89. Strategy's variable rate perpetual preferred stock, STRC, closed at a record low of $89, according to a June 18, 2026 report from Wu Blockchain. The instrument is engineered to trade close to its $100 issue price, so a print at $89 is a roughly 11% gap from where the design intends it to sit. The drop matters because of what STRC does for the company. Strategy, the rebranded MicroStrategy, holds the largest corporate Bitcoin position on the market, and it pays for those coins largely by selling securities rather than from operating cash. The preferred stack, STRK, STRF, STRC, and STRD, is the machinery that converts investor demand for yield into dollars that buy BTC. STRC sitting below par is a signal about how well that machinery is running. A par-anchored security that slipped its anchor, STRC, marketed as the Stretch Preferred, is built differently from a fixed coupon preferred. Per Strategy's SEC filings, the dividend rate resets monthly, and the company adjusts it specifically to keep the stock trading near $100. On May 31, 2026, Strategy said it would hold the rate at 11.50% per year for monthly periods starting June 1st. That is the dial it turns. If the price drifts below par, a higher payout is meant to pull buyers back in and lift the quote. A close at $89 says the dial is not fully working at current levels. Holders are demanding more yield than 11.50% on the issue price to own it, which is the market's way of repricing risk on a perpetual claim that has no maturity date and sits below common equity only in a stress scenario. The gap is not catastrophic, but it is the wrong direction for a product whose entire pitch is low price volatility and a quote that hugs par. The cost of buying Bitcoin just went up. Each of Strategy's preferred lines is a faucet for fresh capital. When STRC trades near $100 and yields 11.50%, the company raises money at a known, defensible cost. When the same paper trades at $89, two things happen at once. New issuance in that line clears at a lower net price, so the company gets fewer dollars per share sold, and the implied cost of capital on the instrument rises above the headline coupon. Both push up the all-in price of adding another Bitcoin to the balance sheet. That is the real story under the ticker. The accumulation model only compounds while capital stays cheap relative to Bitcoin's expected return. A widening discount on the preferred stack is the first place that math starts to bite, well before anything shows up in a quarterly Bitcoin purchase headline. Sentiment and price are not helping. The backdrop is soft. Bitcoin traded at about $64,624 as of June 18, 2026, down 1.4% on the day, and up roughly 4% over the prior week, while the crypto fear and greed index sat at 22, firmly in fear. A flat to lower BTC tape compresses the spread between Strategy's funding cost and the asset it is funding. And a fearful market is exactly the environment in which yield investors push for a bigger discount before buying perpetual paper. None of this is a solvency event. STRC is a dividend instrument, not debt with a maturity wall, and Strategy retains the option to keep raising the rate or to lean on other lines in the stack. The discount is a cost of capital read, not a default warning. It says the market wants to be paid more to finance the trade right now, a gauge worth watching. For anyone tracking the corporate treasury thesis, the preferred quotes are a cleaner real-time signal than the next 8K. They reprice every session and reflect what large income buyers actually think about funding a leveraged Bitcoin bet. STRC at $89 against a design target of $100 and an 11.50% rate set just weeks ago is the most direct evidence yet that the cost side of that bet is climbing. The number to watch from here is simple. Whether the next monthly rate reset moves higher to defend par, and whether the quote recovers toward $100 when it does. If the rate rises and the discount persists anyway, the message is that yield alone is no longer enough to keep the funding engine humming at par.